Ena cachin un campo tinto ora contani to coni don si cuento cini tu si sento.
You are hearing the sound from a public service announcement posted on YouTube and Facebook. It's in the indigenous language Mixteco, targeted at agricultural workers. The PSA is giving advice on how to protect oneself from COVID-19. It was created by the Campesino Caravan of Watsonville, a group of community members working to support those in the fields during this pandemic. There are also videos in Spanish, Zapoteca, and Triqui. This is just one way to address a big problem. Agricultural workers in California have been among the hardest hit by COVID-19. They're three times more likely to get the virus than employees in other sectors. That's according to the California Institute for Rural Studies, based on Monterey County numbers. Monterey County is home to the Salinas Valley, which produces a majority of the nation's leafy greens. I'm Krista Almanzon, here with Jessica Pasco, reporting for the Bay City News Foundation. She has been covering some of the solutions to slow and stop the spread of COVID-19 among ag workers. Jessica, when we're talking about ag workers, who do we mean and why are they more greatly affected by COVID-19?
So these are field laborers. They're the people we see picking strawberries, lettuce, Brussels sprouts, but it's also those working in the packing and processing facilities. That includes everything from making bagged salads to packaging berries. And there's so many compounding factors that put them at risk. First of all, they're essential workers. And not only will the crops not wait to be picked, but workers need the work. Many of them also lack critical social safety net support, such as health insurance and affordable housing. And housing has been a huge, big factor for the spread of COVID-19 among ag workers. Some of them live in dormitory-style housing. Others share motel rooms or small apartments with as many as 2 to 3 other families. And these aren't situations where social distancing is possible.
What are the solutions then? We just heard some of those public service announcements, which take a step toward education on what people should do. But what if they are in that situation you just described, where social distancing isn't possible?
That's a very real fear. I spoke with Dr. Erica Romero, who's been going into the fields and packing plants to educate ag workers about COVID-19. She's a resident physician with Natividad Medical Center in Salinas.
They are afraid of how, well, you know, if I get this virus, am I going to be able to isolate from my family? And how will I be giving it to the rest of my family? And this is burden too, because they're essential workers and they need the money. So they're going to work daily with these fears of then coming home and exposing their loved ones, right?
Romero is part of a program in Monterey County started by the Grower Shipper Association, an industry trade organization. She says they talk about what to do if they or a family member gets sick and how to get help. And GSA has also reserved a bank of local hotel rooms for those workers who do need to be quarantined. And about 150 workers have stayed in those rooms so far. This part of the program is actually now being replicated by the state.
Even if they can isolate, you mentioned before, not everyone has health benefits. Can they get the care they need? Can they even afford to take the time off work?
In theory, yes. The Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, known as the CARES Act, requires employers to provide up to 2 weeks sick leave for employees unable to work due to COVID-19. But the United Farm Workers Union says that while the law is there, it's not always being implemented. And the problem is that not only the lost wages in the form of sick leave, but also employees are continuing to work sick, and that exacerbates the problem. One potential solution could come in form of more legislation. And at the state level, Assemblyman Robert Rivas from Hollister has introduced a first-in-the-nation COVID-19 farm worker relief bill that's aimed at protecting the health, safety, and economic security of California's agriculture workers. That's now at the state Senate for review, and Rivas is urging passage by the end of August.
That's Bay City News reporter Jessica Pasco. You can read her story at voicesofmontereybay.org.